Our country is at war. Blood Money author Peter Schweitzer explains why the powerful turn a blind eye while China kills Americans. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 28, 2024. Our country is at war, seven-time New York Times best-selling author Peter Schweitzer said during a discussion with Mark Levin. Explaining why powerful figures in America turn a blind eye while China kills Americans, as detailed in his latest book Blood Money. Levin, describing Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans as an absolutely crucial book, asked Schweitzer why he decided to write it. Schweitzer, the president of the Government Accountability Institute, GAI, and a senior contributor to Breitbart News, said he has watched what has happened throughout the country, from the violence in the streets to the plague of drugs and social unrest, and decided to look into the accelerants of these issues. What I found, Mark, is that China has a hand behind a lot of it. That's not to say they caused it, but they've certainly fanned the flames. And it's part of a strategy they have called disintegration warfare. Schweitzer explained, detailing more specifically how China is behind many of the issues plaguing the country today. The social chaos in our country, whether it's the violent protests, whether it's the trans movement, you find the hands of China, the money of China, the activism, and covert activities of China in it, Schweitzer explained. When you look at the plague of drugs, fentanyl, the leading cause of death of people under the age of 45, most people don't know that they're even taking fentanyl. And when they talk about it on the news, Mark, they say, oh, the Mexican cartels are doing this. They're doing that. They are. But they were set up to do it, and they are being helped to do it by the Chinese government. This is part of a deliberate strategy, he said. Revealing that two of the biggest funders of the transgender movement in America happen to be billionaires in China, of all places. Our country is at war and we need to wake up to the fact that we are at war and war is being waged on us, Schweitzer warned, naming names of leaders in America who are, essentially, turning a blind eye to China. Part of this is what China's doing to us. The other part is why our leaders are letting them do it and they're not even calling them out. Gavin Newsom is a prime example of that. Schweitzer said, explaining how soft Newsom was when confronting China. He said he asked Chinese officials about fentanyl, but said there's no finger pointing. I'm not going to point any fingers. Meanwhile, fentanyl deaths in California are up more than 1,200%. Since 2016, he said, providing an explanation for Newsom's refusal to go hard on China. He has a long history going back to his tenure as the mayor of San Francisco of commercial ties and entanglements with figures in Chinese organized crime. The Blood Money author said, explaining that Newsom appointed a gentleman to be the head of economic development for Chinatown. He picked a guy named Alan Long who ended up being a dragon head. That is a leader on a Chinese organized crime syndicate involved in the drug trade and you think, okay, well, you know, maybe he made a mistake. But then there was a guy on his transition team as mayor who was also the member of a criminal gang involved in the drug trade. He then became friends with a guy who was allegedly a reform gang leader in Chinese organized crime, went by the name Shrimp Boy of all things. Gave money Gavin Newsom's office, gave money to the nonprofit that this guy was running. Turns out he was also a dragon head in Chinese organized crime. Then as mayor of San Francisco, he decides to launch a program called China SF. China. San Francisco, designed to bring Chinese investment dollars into San Francisco. What could possibly go wrong? But the person that he picked, to partner, the Chinese businessman in China, he picked, of all people, was a guy named Vincent Lo, who, well-established, well-known, to have links to Chinese organized crime. Schweitzer explained that many of the companies that came into San Francisco through China SF are linked to Chinese organized crime. In other words, individuals such as Newsom will not have tough conversations with the Chinese because it will blow back on him. That's the problem we have with him, we have with Joe Biden, and we have with other people like Adam Schiff, he said, later mentioning Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who serve as vehicles that the CCP can and is using to advance its interests in the United States. Folks, this book, I'm telling you, your jaw is going to hit the floor, Levin said of Blood Money. From the very beginning to the very end. Blood Money rocketed to the coveted number one slot on Amazon's bestsellers list this week and remained there as of Wednesday, following its highly anticipated Tuesday release. Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, published by HarperCollins, is available now in hardcover, ebook, and audiobook.